Something else to worry about. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I'm sure you've been following the reports of exploding head syndrome. How could you not?
Exploding head syndrome is real.
Yes, you heard that right. Exploding head syndrome.
This exploding head syndrome is totally different than what Hillary Clinton is experiencing right now. That's a different...
That last clip was from Fox News, of course, but even they can't blame Hillary for this because the first reports go back to the 1800s and the exact mechanism is still a mystery.
The scariest moment of my life because it was creepy as hell.
This fellow posted his episode on YouTube.
Like, she felt like gunshot beside my ear and it was like, I could see something really dark above me and that creeped the f*** out of me. It really did. It was going on for like 3 seconds. It felt like forever.
He's not the only one.
Mine is a roar. It's like a whooshing sound. And it's like every time I try to go to sleep, I fear the feeling itself.
Which brings me to the next point. Since this has been linked to stress, did they really have to name it exploding head syndrome? Because we're all using Google to diagnose ourselves. And when you search exploding head syndrome, it takes you to graphic videos of exploding heads and several terrible garage bands. Fortunately, according to doctors, it can't hurt you.
But it's completely painless and really completely harmless.
And so one of the recommended treatments is just to go to a doctor and have him reassure you that the gunshot sounds are all in your head. Unless they're not, then it might be best to find a safer neighborhood. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Videos and several terrible garage bands.